Believers respond to the silent tsunami of the global food crisis. Kazakhstan's government throws its weight behind a heavy-handed religion law, and an evangelist brings the light of the gospel to remote Indonesia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's being described as the perfect storm. The food crisis that's emerging around the world will be a global problem, says Food for the Hungry's Matt Panos.
We've gotten reports from every country, every continent we work in, that food prices are higher than they've been in years, and they're pushing the poor to the very edge of their limits to be able to feed their children.
This food crisis will mean conflict.
It's going to be small conflicts that are going to happen all over the world. They're not going to be in any one spot.
FHI is helping the rural poor buy tools and seeds to reestablish crop production. In other areas, they're providing food vouchers short term. However, these plans can't be effective without your financial support. While all this is bad, Panos says the good news is God is in control.
Lack of food, our inability to grow in our fields, all means that we have to continue to depend on Him and look to Him for answers.
Since Food for the Hungry works with the local church, your support will not only provide opportunities to help the needy, but share the gospel with those in need. Next, there's growing concern among Christians over the state-backed religion law in Kazakhstan. Stiffer restrictions on foreign missionary activity and churches will hamper evangelism. Kazakhstan's prime minister has thrown his weight behind it, calling it timely and necessary. The religion law was first adopted in 1992 with few restrictions on individuals or community's religious freedom. However, the law has been strengthened five times since 1995. You're listening to Mission Network News. Partners International is working with an evangelist in a part of Indonesia that's known for its hostility toward Christians. Wadi, as we're calling her, realized very few of the remote islands of Indonesia had access to the gospel. That changed after the tsunami hit in 2004.
I pray, who lead them, Lord? And God say, you must train and sending. Then I start the seminary and I ask, Lord, make me one preach and 10,000 listen to the gospel, because so many people hunger for the Lord, but there is an opportunity for them, and God answered again by the radio.
As nominal Christians became believers, there was still a struggle to disciple them in high Muslim areas.
All of them hate their neighbor. They say they are evil. They persecute us so much. I said, no, you must love them. If we hate them, it's the same. That's why we must love them. How can we love them? And then by the Bible, we teach them what Jesus teaches His people, be light in the darkness.
Meanwhile, strategic planning sessions will begin across the U.S. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is bringing together their student leaders to plan for the fall semester. Different chapters meet different weeks, but they'll all be learning to refresh themselves and their members in biblical truth. Chuck Holmbaum, who directs training, says students will already be putting plans on their fall calendars.
It's important that we, in faith, look forward and try to make plans for how we want to engage the campus with the gospel in the future. And so rather than being haphazard, we intend to be prayerfully intentional about the work that we do every year.
Chapter camps won't specifically discuss situations like the recent violence seen on U.S. campuses, but Holmbaum says,
our hope is that our students are able to respond in any situation to people who are in need and are ready to hear about the claims of Christ.
Pray that the students capture a vision of God's plans. And in Bucharest, Romania, a Christian Reform World Relief Committee missionary will soon show Christ's love through doing specialized visits to high schools. It's part of a festival in town called Bucharesti Fest. The program already has permission to visit several schools the week before the festival. Planned by local evangelical churches to start May 31st, the event gathers bands, speakers, and athletes who will share the gospel with the city. Pray for those who hear it for the first time. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real persecution around the world. Get The Eastern Bride DVD from Open Doors by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.